1450 KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, and joining us in studio today, we have members of the Military Relations Committee in studio. No, I'm sorry.
Flint Hills Veterans Coalition.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yes, indeed. All right. Let's go ahead and introduce everybody. Janet Nichols, who is the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition President. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Dave Eckert, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition past president, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And Chuck Tannehill, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition Parade Coordinator. Glad to have you here.
Welcome.
And we also have Christine Benny, who is in here. She's the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition Vice President, and we're glad to have her in studio, too. A lot of stuff coming up here on Monday. Veterans Day is actually on Sunday, but as I understand, you guys wanted to have the activities on Monday to encourage more participation. Is that correct?
Right. Monday is the federal observance of Veterans Day. It's Monday, November 12th. Veterans Day is obviously November 11th in commemoration of the signing of armistice in 1911. And our school districts really participate here. Part of the mission of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is to promote patriotism throughout the community, and we do that mainly through our parade. We do other things as well. But the USD 383 Manhattan-Ogden School District and many other school districts throughout not just the county but the region participate with the schools participate. So in our district, we have from the elementary level through the high school level participating, but we also have marching bands from throughout the region. We have the Junction City High School Junior ROTC detachment come and march as well and participate. So the schools are open, and our parade is that day to encourage that participation and get the patriotism throughout all the generations throughout our region involved.
Okay. And now I know it's not just the parade here. We're going to talk a lot about that, but there's also a lot of stuff going on leading up to that. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yes, that's right. We begin the day with a breakfast at the American Legion. It's from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning. That breakfast is put on by the Monsignor Assembly Knights of Columbus, 4th degree. They prepare all the food and serve the food. We cannot do that breakfast without the help of Briggs. They make it so that we can give breakfast free to all veterans and serving military. Other people, it's $5 for breakfast, but without their help, we couldn't do that. Joe Maney is our representative from Knights of Columbus. He's in charge of the breakfast, and it's a good deal. It's biscuits and gravy, coffee, orange juice. So we encourage everyone to come out for the breakfast. You see a lot of military veterans that will show up in their uniforms, from Korea, Vietnam. We've had veterans from World War II show up in their uniforms. So it's a big deal for the city.
And I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but we're, at the 100th anniversary of World War One. The end of it, anyway.
Yes, that's right. This is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One. This will also be our 26th year of doing the parade.
Wow, excellent. And let's talk a little bit about that parade. Chuck, I'll bring you on here.
Well, we're going to have another big parade. We've got almost 2,800 people that will be participating. And as Janet was talking about, we have 18 schools that are going to be a part of this, as well as businesses, motorcycle clubs. We've got 5 bands that are going to be in there. One thing, unfortunately, Kansas State Marching Band had to withdraw because of conflicts with classes and different things. And we all know education is very important. And Old Engine One, which is something near and dear to my heart, is not going to be able to carry the commissioners and school board members. Putting on a parade like this, too, cannot be done without the support of a lot of different groups. And one of the groups is the Army ROTC up at K-State. If we didn't have them, I don't know how we'd manage such a large parade. And so they've done an excellent job for us. And some things that go kind of unnoticed, but everybody appreciates, are like the aerial ladder that we have that holds the American flag. And Doug Messer and John Stamey are the ones that put that together, not only for us and for a lot of other different groups as well. So it takes real teamwork and participation. We're always looking for more people who want to join the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. The dues are very reasonable because there are no dues. And we're just looking for people who are interested in supporting veterans, supporting this special day, as well as some of the other things that the Flint Hills veterans are involved in.
All right.
I have one last thing, too.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry. This year, we're also changing things, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that the only way to enter into our assembly area is going to be off of Fort Riley and Tuttle Creek Boulevard. Previously, we had had some different groups trying to enter from other locations, and we're restricting it to that for security and safety.
Okay, and Dave, you had something else?
Well, I was just going to say that Chuck was mentioning we can always use new members. You know, if you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran, I would encourage you to come and to one of our meetings. We meet at 9:30 a.m. every second Wednesday of every month at the Chamber of Commerce. And, like, there's no dues, but it's a really great organization. Everyone pitches in and helps, and you know, we couldn't do this without community involvement and people helping to set up all the different committees for the parade.
Yeah, we have, this is a committee of doers, honestly. Everybody has a job to do and they do it. But I'd like to reiterate, without the support of the community, this simply wouldn't happen. We have the support of the City of Manhattan and Riley County. RCPD is amazing to work with for us. Parks and Rec helps us. The list just goes on. And we have too many sponsors, both monetary and in-kind, to mention. I mean, it just, the community support here is unbelievable. And we also appreciate the support of Fort Riley and the 1st Infantry Division for participating. If you've read the news at all, they are very busy preparing for a very busy 2019. And they are coming out with the CG, General John Koloszewski, and Command Sergeant Major Bishop, and they are leading our parade, and we couldn't be happier to have them. So we want to just thank everyone for their support, and rain or shine, will be out there. I personally am hoping for 70-degree weather. Mm-hmm. You know, it is Kansas. It could be, the forecast could be a little off, but we'll be out there.
30 degrees.
It was kind of cold last year, but, you know, we'll be out there bundled up and warm. Rain or shine, this parade will go on. Hopefully it'll be sunny. I'll keep my fingers crossed, and I hope everybody else does too, because it's going to be a great day. It is such a fun parade. It really is.
When is, if people are going to be in the parade, what's the time you want them down there lining up?
Well, we've given them different times to show up. What we're trying to do is not create an over blockage at that entrance, and so people can show up at the times that we've assigned to them, but we do need everybody there by 9 o'clock. If it is cold, we want to make sure the children are dressed warmly, that anybody who's going to be riding in the parade is dressed warmly or walking in the parade. So that's the times are generally between 8 to 9 o'clock.
All right, and the parade will start at 9:30?
It starts at 9:30, okay. And it takes a while to get everybody assembled. We've got a lot of motorcycle groups that are in there, and it's always a challenge to try and separate the bands from bands from motorcycle clubs, motorcycles from other motorcycle clubs, and children. So it's always a challenge.
Sure, I'm sure it is, and a lot of moving parts here. Dave, yes?
Yeah, I would also like to mention that the USO from Fort Riley is providing coffee and donuts, and those will be in the lobby of the theater. So it's a nice warming up place, but also there are coffee and donuts for participants in the parade.
And Dave facilitated getting our grand marshals in the parade, if you want to talk about that.
Yes. This year we're honoring the Army Reserve and National Guard. So our grand marshals, we have one from the Army Reserve, is Sergeant First Class James Reeves. And we have Specialist John Cancelotta from the Kansas Army National Guard.
All right. And after the parade, is there a ceremony going on afterward as well?
We have an indoor ceremony going on at Peace Memorial Auditorium at City Hall. We will recognize the awardees of the school children poster and essay contest, and then we also have an interesting presentation from Jed Dunham at K-State. He's probably going to be talking about World War One and the armistice signing. He's a researcher, and he's the one who spearheaded the rededication of Memorial Stadium at K-State. It used to be called just the old stadium, and he was a lacrosse player when he attended K-State, and he saw a plaque there about a memorial to World War One soldiers who were students in K-State. And he researched those 48, and he just really is a huge supporter of the military, military history, things connected to Fort Riley and K-State that are military-related. And he's always really interesting to hear what he's going to talk about. So that'll be really, I think, an interesting part of the day. And it's inside. So no matter what the weather, it'll be nice in there. So, and we encourage anyone to attend. There's a lot of seats inside Peace Memorial Auditorium. And so then that's our day. It's going to be a great day. It's a really fun day. Before I was involved with the Veterans Coalition, I would walk with my kids in the parade and my husband. And it's just really a nice, nice, family-friendly, free event that's fun to participate in as a participant or as a viewer. I mean, it really is a nice day.
One of the things that's really special to me is to watch a young child walking along with their parent, mother or father in uniform, and see the pride in their eyes and seeing that these people actually recognize what the importance of what their parents are doing. So that's a special moment, and a special moment for the children as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a special time to honor our veterans here. The Veterans Day Parade and activities all going on Monday here. In observance of the holiday, which is on Sunday. The federal holiday will be on Monday this year. Guys, thanks for coming in here. We appreciate it and look forward to a great parade.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Might add that ceremony will be broadcast live here on K-Man at 11 o'clock on Monday. And don't forget about the display of war memorabilia at the Riley County Senior Center. That's on display until noon on the 14th.
Correct. We'll have more on In Focus right after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.